So I'm still at bloody Robert Llewellyn's launch thing, and I'm talking to
Stevie Meyer.
And hello, Peter Jukes.
Together, who are launching?
We're launching a book by Robert Llewellyn, but we're doing our own audiobook at some point. It's called Fool of the House of Murder.
Now, you've written this.
I've written this. It's a prescient take coming out in July of the demise of the Murdoch dynasty. It doesn't hate Murdoch, but it's telling the story of Hackgate over 50 years of Murdoch influence. And my voice coach, and somebody who's always been my inspiration in terms of making the musicality and language work and doing an audiobook, is Stevie Meyer.
Why does he need a voice coach?
I think everyone actually needs a voice coach, because when they're actually recording in a studio, you're in a little black box and you can't really hear what you're doing, so you need someone outside to help you.
And the rude answer is?
They're shit.
So you've got kind of personal experience of Murdoch?
Well, not him himself, though I know many people around him, but yes, of course I have. I've lived with 40 years of the effect of his culture on my life, from the denigration and destruction of the Sunday Times to Sky News to all the things that affect our culture. We all, 60 million people, have personal experience of the Murdoch hegemony and monopoly on our culture. And I just think it's fascinating that finally, like the fall of tyrants in the Arab Spring, that, you know, we're confronting this huge figure in our lives the last 50 years.
A fantastic time to release the book.
Yeah, when I first titled it, Fall of the House of Murdoch, I think people thought I was being a bit optimistic. But I could see the seeds, mainly in a lot of Murdoch's good nature. He wants to be heard. He is the most powerful media mogul in the world, in that he has the third biggest media corporation and controls it very much centrally, who so feels unheard, he has to take to Twitter. This is a man who wants to be loved, and I could feel this would be happen because of that very reason.
I've read the opening chapters. I've read them in Barcelona quite drunk, actually. But they were still good.
They're still good drunk. I want to be good drunk. They get better as they go on. Obviously, I'm updating all the time. I'm now a correspondent for Newsweek and Daily Beast on the ongoing saga. It gets more amazing as time goes by. By June, I think the dinner's to be over. It'll all be updated. But more importantly, the drama and the emphasis would have been coached into my voice by Stevie Meyer.
No comment.